especially in our nursing and allied health programs, we had individuals who are needing to get clinical. So if I'm needing, if I'm a radiological technologist, there might not be enough placements for clinical here. So I may be in Eugene, Oregon, and we have individuals that we contract with in Eugene to serve as our liaison to help monitor and evaluate the performance of a student in that program, for example. So we've been doing that. Of course, we've got an international program. So literally individuals that we are participating with, we've had faculty traveling to China to provide education there. We also have had students from across the state lines participating with us. So as I said before, I think higher education is generally considered to be fungible now, and people know that they want to get an education in order to have a reasonable living, a good quality of life. And the flexibility of it is really important to them, and online caters to that. I remember before I came to Jackson College in 2001, I was president of Southeastern along the Mississippi River down in West Burlington, Iowa. And I remember I was teaching an online class then. This is, 21 years ago plus. Wow. And I remember when the homework was most turned in. So I had all these students, about 32 students in my classes. And I remember you'd see the timestamp come in. And between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning is when I got most of the homework turned in. So people have very different lives, multiple shifts. They have different sleep cycles, a lot of things that they're working through. And I think that they find a way, make a way, and online satisfies a lot of those issues